With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Pentagon says the bombing mission against Iran's nuclear area is a complete success. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Dan Kane says the purpose of Operation Midnight Hammer was to severely degrade Iran's nuclear program.
Final battle damage will take some time, but initial battle damage assessments indicate that all three sites sustained extremely severe damage and destruction.
At a Pentagon briefing, Defense Secretary Hegseth described the precision military strike as overwhelming and insisted that America does not seek war. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A deadly church bombing in Syria.
State media in Syria says at least 20 people were killed and dozens of others wounded when a man opened fire, then detonated an explosive vest inside a Greek Orthodox church outside Damascus. Father Fatih Gattas says we were having mass and people were praying peacefully under God's watchful eye. Suddenly, someone came in through the door wearing a vest and aiming a weapon. The young men rushed at him to get him out of the church, which is a sacred place for us. And at the church door, he blew himself up. The attack on the church was the first of its kind in Syria in years. No group immediately claimed responsibility, but the Syrian Interior Ministry says the attacker was an extremist from the Islamic State group. I'm Donna Water.
Members of a church fatally shot a man armed with a handgun and long gun in a church near Detroit. Authorities say two parishioners in Wayne spotted the man and fatally shot him. Tens of millions of people across the Midwest and East enduring another sweltering day. June heat wave wreaking some havoc. Just plain hot from Minnesota to Maine. Also in the South, Arkansas, Tennessee, Louisiana, and Mississippi. This is SRN News. Well, a Major League Baseball star subverts the LGBT agenda.
The Los Angeles Dodgers are celebrating Gay Pride Month and recently sent the team out onto the field wearing caps with a rainbow logo on them. Pitcher Clayton Kershaw responded by using a magic marker to write the words Genesis 9, 12 through 16 right next to the logo on his cap. Those verses describe how God established the rainbow as a marker of his covenant with Noah and all living creatures on earth after the flood. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
17 statewide anti-domestic and sexual violence coalitions suing the Trump administration over requirements in grant applications that they don't promote gender ideology or run diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. The lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court in Rhode Island claims the grant requirements would open the plaintiffs to federal investigations and enforcement actions. This is SRN News. A duck farm in New York still rebuilding after losing its entire 100,000 flock earlier this year because of the bird flu.
Crescent Duck Farm owner Doug Corwin.
It was a devastating emotional thing.
Plus, he had to lay off staff.
Most of my people have been with me 10, 20, 30 years.
The first wave of more than 900 young ducks arrived at the end of May. More continue to come. But he's pushing for change so he doesn't have to go through another outbreak.
There are many vaccines that work for this. We're just not allowed to use them.
Long Island was once a center of U.S. duck production with more than 100 farms. Julie Walker, New York.
FedEx Corporation founder Fred Smith, who revolutionized the express delivery industry, has died. It's now a global transportation and logistics company with 17 million shipments per day. Smith was 80. More details at srnnews.com.